The shop was empty when we returned, and I was thankful for that. I didn't know what I would do if I saw my brother again, but whatever it wasn't fit for a foal's eyes. Thankfully, when we exited the store, Flair flew down to greet us, just as planned, which seemed to be a rarity.
Hey, you two look like shit.
He must have been addressing High Stakes and Serenity.
We don't got time to talk about it, though, as them raiders are a wee bit miffed that I exploded them, you know?
He tilted his head towards the exit.
Like, now, before they shoot me, you all know how much I hate getting shot, right?
I'm not going.
I was determined.
I'm going to find Smooth Tongue and kill him.
I turned my head to Serenity on my back. Her face was streaked with tears and it broke my heart to leave her. But I had to do this. I refused to let him win. Not again.
I'm sorry, Serenity. I'll be back. I need you to be strong and go with Flair. You'll get to fly. You love flying.
She nodded weakly and jumped over to Flair's back, hugging his neck tight.
We'll wait for you, Mommy.
Hey, hired gun.
Flair said as he started to float into the air.
Or Silver Storm. Hired Storm? Whatever your name is, don't die. You either, Stakes. Dying is bad, got it?
We both nodded our approval as he took to the air and leisurely floated away.
So,
I looked over to the pale green unicorn with his usual unreadable expression and shiny glasses.
You're coming with me?
He gave me an enigmatic smile.
That I am. Someone has to keep you alive.
There was a pause.
How are you going to find him?
Oh yeah, that was a good question now, wasn't it? I mean, he had to be somewhere, but it was a large town and he could be anywhere. Not to mention the multitude of raiders just about everywhere who wanted my head. I was starting to think this was just an insanely bad plan on every level. Which meant something was about to go very wrong in about 3 seconds.
You won't need to find me.
That voice. I turned and pulled out my shotgun, aiming down the street. Smooth Tongue was alone and limping his way down the main street at me, his gray mane blowing around in the wind. I took a few steps ahead over passing High Stakes. He didn't move to follow, more content to watch my back for me.
They call me stupid,
I scoffed. Moonlight gleamed off my shotgun as I aimed.
Last words?
Stupid, stupid Silver.
The stallion shook his head.
You really are predictable, do you know that? I knew you'd never give them my offer, and I knew you'd come back here to save your foal. You served well as a distraction, but you need to understand that's all you are. You can't beat me, and you're going to die if you try. I don't want you to die, Silver. I knew you'd be here and looking for me. So instead of risking the lives of my men, I have chosen to meet you myself. Let me talk, and please, Silver, listen. I just want you to listen.
I saw no reason to. He could talk any pony out of their barding if he was given enough time.
You want me to serve?
He wanted everyone to serve him. That's all he was capable of. He pictured himself above every pony, looking down and expecting those below him to do his bidding without question. Well, I was standing above him, and I had a fucking gun.
I won't.
Reconsider. I could give you a home.
There was a touch of sadness in his voice.
A purpose. A life. You would be able to do something good for the wasteland instead of destroying it wherever you go.
He took a step forward and I steadied my gun, causing him to pause.
You think I'm some evil madman? Join me and we can rule together, all that tripe, but it's not the case. I want you to join me, but so I won't have to do something I would regret.
I felt my hate rising up inside me. This bastard really thought I was going to give him the time of day.
Think about it, Silver. All the caps you could ever want, a job paying twice as much as you get now, no strings attached. A permanent home and the opportunity to rise in the ranks. You'd have security for your foal and whatever loved one you could want to bring. You'd have caps to spend, sinks to spend them on, and goals to achieve. You could bring peace. You know it yourself. The only time Merfort was attacked was when it cut ties with the Crimson Hoof. So long as we are in charge, no harm would ever befall you.
Except when you killed my mother and stole my brother.
No, never!
I bit down hard on my shotgun.
You die tonight!
Behind me, I could feel high stakes levitate the black and pink shotgun out of my saddlebag. It was good to have backup. The olive stallion gave a heavy sigh and pushed back his sick gray mane.
No, Silver. You never understood, did you? Did you really think I was only going to offer this to you? Are you so arrogant to think I wouldn't give the same offer to your friends?
The black and pink shotgun clicked behind me.
I'm really sorry, Silver. I really am.
High stakes, smooth voice wafted from behind me. I tried to scream, to turn, to stop him. I had to.
It's just business.
I saw the glint of his glasses and then... Bang!
Level up. Despite failing in everything you did, you still gain a level. That sure is... Well, it's something. New perk. Adaptive eye programming one. Your practice with your new eye has paid off, increasing the range of its EFS and improving its threat level indicators. In addition, you've noticed your eye has the ability to see the awareness levels of ponies in the vicinity for enhanced sneaking.
Okay, once again, this is Comment Time with Visual Pony, and I will remind you that you can support Pony Wolf Productions through the links down in the description. Of every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated. And
holy shit, my voice!
To put this into perspective, I'm recording this on the 5th of December 2021, and it's fucking cold in my apartment because for some reason my heater isn't heating up properly. Like, I have like 17 degrees Celsius in my recording room, even though I have the radiator set on maximum. Meaning the air is very dry, and recording this in one sitting, as you can see in one of the behind the scenes videos, yes, I did take a few short breaks here and there. Where was I going to the toilet, refilling my water bottle and shit like that? But seriously, my throat is so scratchy right now, I have no idea if I will be able to DM my TTRPG this evening. because yes, I do DM a TTRPG. To get into this chapter, it was nice to see Pearlie again, and that we see what happened to Bloody Dagger. Also, she seems to be a pretty capable fighter, taking out that one pony with the stealth bug. And I will be honest with you guys. The betrayal of High Stakes doesn't really come as a surprise. But since I have trouble talking right now, I will end it here, and I hope that you all have a wonderful day, and I hope that this story finds you well in body and mind.